Alex Ryan. Yeah, I'm smelling yellow over here somewhere.
What's up? Off Center Refuge Worldwide, Berlin Takeover with an anonymous guest. To be introduced. His sweatshirt needs no introduction, though.
Bye. Take off and on. Surrounded by precise reflection in the swirling door. Paralyze the muscles of the eyes. That precise reflection. I can shut the door. The muscles of the eyes. On the mirrors, as if everything fades away.
What's up? You're listening to the Off-Center Community Podcast, live from Refuge Worldwide in Berlin, easing my anxiety. Slowly.
Is something a podcast when it's live?
No, that's the thing. We still haven't introduced our guest, and I was debating whether we should do it or not, since it's not officially out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Since I was apparently broadcast hours and hours before, I don't have to be again. So.
Yeah, exactly. You already have the second show today. Officially and unofficially, this is your first one. We're here today with Luca, aka Luca Toyboy.
You're also Luca.
I'm also Luca with a C. You're Luca with a K. And with Hilde
and
C1997. Yeah. That's why I said we. I was like, who are we? Yeah. And this is like probably the fourth or even fifth time that our paths cross within like the past like 2 years.
No, it's three and a half years
even. Okay. The first time was when we hosted you at the Gray Space in the middle in Den Haag for a 1 week residency, I think it was, to host your Blind Tape Quartets project. Tell us a bit about this, or is it still a project that's going on at the moment?
Yes, it's one of the, or possibly the longest project that I'm still keeping alive. It's going on since 2010,
we're having some technical difficulties, apparently. We'll just share the microphone then, yeah. Okay, we're all going around the same microphone. Yeah, let's do this again. Okay, let's continue. Yeah. So the project is still going on. it's been the longest running project.
Yeah, so it's a cassette-based participatory label project using the limitation and capacity of a 4-track recorder and a chance-based system, which basically is defined by a particular location and communication around the location, meaning in practice that I come to a venue and have a 4-track and I invite anyone who wants to record whatever material, being music, sound, text or anything, for 10 minutes, and when there's 4 people, they're mixed on one-sided cassette in duration of 10 minutes and instantly released in the nearest possible situation, usually on the same, in the same event series, so the same week, if not on the same day.
Yeah. What location was most fruitful so far? Because you've been kind of internationally traveling with this project.
Well, yeah, it has been into about 30 cities, I think 3 continents, and there's about now almost 200 people being recorded. And I don't know if I can really pinpoint any as a very special or fruitful or the most active. It has its very different outcomes, and there will be the one limitation which I kind of designed in the beginning, not to overdo it, is it can only happen once in one city and one person can only take part once. So there's less and less obvious cities left, and I think one country in Europe that I still did not do it, which is kind of a big country, France. I think I'm currently in negotiation to do it in Marseille in February. So yeah, that's the first upcoming that I can kind of guarantee. If someone wants to host, it's very easy. You just need a place and to communicate. I bring everything.
Yeah.
I only ask for a double cassette deck, which is a bit hassle to bring. So there's nothing to ask for.
Yeah, you are a powerful one-man operation. Like you carry a lot of weight around physically. I was quite impressed actually when I first saw it happen.
It's kind of my practice.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of my exercise also.
Additionally, you're also into kind of niche electronic equipment, which also weighs a lot sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not happy to deal with many software-based digital devices or computers when it comes to sound and music, but sometimes I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we will eventually hear a bit with my smallest digital... Where is it?
Digital device. Which is maybe just for the people that can't see it.
Is disconnected? Can I reconnect?
Yeah, I think we can. We can just reconnect it on the old table. Which basically looks like one of the first, or like it looks like a Nintendo 64. No, not even like the original Nintendo controller, basically.
Yes. So it's designed by Oliver Witthoff from Hamburg, and I'm really sending greetings to him if he is listening, or if he might one day listen, because many people did not hear for him in some months, and I'm personally worried because I did not get any replies to my emails. But after making software for Game Boy called Nanoloop since 1998, Oliver is developing different kind of software cartridge-based devices. And after the fact that many Game Boys will die because of the limitation of the chip age, he decided to make a standalone device not based on any Nintendo equipment. So this is a kind of standalone FM synthesizer with a sequencer that he made in as a Kickstarter campaign in 2020. Like I saw it as a prototype at Superboot here in 2019.
Yeah.
And I was very happy to test it as a prototype. Yeah, so.
Well, what I was also curious, like you're currently also hosting workshops in Berlin, right? That's at least what I got from a conversation earlier.
It's not a constant thing.
Okay.
It's something which goes in a completely opposite direction from digital. It's actually acoustic instruments, which are not classic instruments, but something that I took from Hunters. So it's a different kind of instruments that hunters are using to call animals, which have some similarity with many other reed-based instruments. And I wanted to kind of make a collaborative structure that I defined as a workshop, but it can be done in many different ways. That basically, since I gathered all these instruments, I wanted to see how we can make music, a new kind of way of notation for them, and take something from the world of hunting into contemporary improvised or whatever you want to call it, new music.
Yeah.
And there was one workshop, and there was one concert in relation to the workshop. We kind of heard something, but it was deep in the mix. It happened here in changing room in Wedding some weeks ago, at the end of September.
The full gain recording.
The full gain presentation. Yeah. So yeah, if we manage, we'll try to see if there's a way. Like, there's just a folder, a mix up. Otherwise, we will be able to hear it more loud.
Yeah.
But eventually, it will be somewhere online. Yeah. Something of it. And this workshop will probably happen again in a more nature based setting. There'll probably be kids workshop again, which I did in electronic music context long time ago, and then since losing the desired interface, I kind of stopped when the iPhones and iPads became omnipresent, so everyone could have their own home based workshop without any mediator or host. So yeah, that's one of the latest projects.
Yeah. Right, let's play around with this.
I will just follow you.
Tiny synthesizers. Yes. Yeah.
I'll just follow you somewhere in the background.
Exactly.
On one or two channels.
Thank you.
Could I ever, ever thank you enough for all the gifts that you have bestowed upon me?
Matthew doesn't show.
I know, he doesn't tell, but he always has.
Yeah, but who is selling, who is buying from are Chinese fuckers. It's like,
Toronto Cali. Man, this is very good.
Is
this
too much bump?
Sorry.
No. I don't know if they can small bump, sorry.
That's also, that's the much right. I'll take a small bump.
Never done that on a key.
Ah, oh, this was, that was nice. Boosted those way, just in the bathroom, quick.
There you go.
No, oh, yeah, that was cool.
Well, that's pretty,
it's fairly
sure.
Fine cocaine, so it's like, it's not like,
I'm gonna stay in the
Thank you. I cross the sea, yeah, 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 yeah. You can't leave it to me, oh yeah. I cross the field for my baby. You can believe.
you're an avid cassette collector. Generally, at least that's how I kind of got to notice you in the beginning. What are some of the most noticeable additions to your collection recently?
Well, I would say it's a very sad story, which might have a bit of a less sad, not maybe ending, but next chapter. Randomly, I was at Hakkishen Markt going to buy something in a very average shop. I would not advertise the brand. And then I saw a record, like there's an open market, and there was someone selling records, and I noticed some cassettes with handwriting. And because I particularly collect private found tapes, like with private material, I was intrigued, and then the guy pointed to a whole box. And I ended up buying 116 tapes from a deceased film journalist, a German, who died some years ago, and was documenting many of his reviews, which were being broadcast on various German stations, and doing other kinds of recordings of radio news from the early 80s up to 2007 or so. So it's a massive collection that I'm currently listening, and I'll probably make some sort of recontextualized radio work out of it. And yeah, when it comes to average collecting, like of published stuff, I don't know what can I share, like that I found some. Yeah, I'm particularly collecting instruction and demonstration tapes. Like when it comes to music, it's a bit less. There's many on my wish list which are very unattainable. But yeah, when I stumble upon something magic, I will let you know.
You're posting a lot of them on Instagram also.
Yes.
Or like some of them at least.
Yeah. Like I post even the very new releases, which I totally agree with. Yeah, that's like. I was angry about Instagram when people started to post me. I was like, I don't want to go there. And then like, okay, how do I use it? They're just to annoy people. I post food, and then food posting became a big deal. Everyone started to post food. I'm like, it was not even annoying anymore. So I was like, okay, I'll just post records and cassettes. Like at least that's like, I do a little bit of something for everyone. Like, yeah. So, yeah. Now I'm in some Discogs ordering, so I bought. It's not like collecting really. I think when it's like wish list and you get notifications and like this automatization of collecting is very deromanticized. But I can tell you that some of the tapes that are coming are a reading of Joyce Finnegan's Wake on four cassettes. Some edition from, I think, 80s, from Ireland, and Kronos Quartet playing Terry Riley, also, like, so yeah, that's that's the current published.
Yeah, great, looking forward. And also some of the Blind Tape Quartet's releases are also ending up on Discogs, or?
Yeah, that's like, I try to put them in shops which are close or in the cities where recordings happen. Sometimes they're even done in record shops, but some end up on Discogs, either sold by me or sold by other people who end up buying and selling. Yeah, there's weird stories which I will not go in now into.
Yeah, we need to talk fast, we don't have enough time to talk about all the stories.
Time is running out, you're cut off your desired slot.
Yeah,
I'm very sorry to hear. As a
That's okay, we make it work.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed this hour.
Yeah,
me
so
too. Like
for
this random channeling, it's always a pleasure without headphones.
Yeah.
Like you listen more without headphones. That's
what
some people, when they ask me, when I'm very often in my rare DJing appearances, I almost never use headphones, but actually you listen and are able to mix much more if you don't use headphones, but you have to know your stuff. So.
Yeah.
And you look at the waveforms.
I mean,
also.
That's contemporary.
Yeah, sure. But like in my case, I notice myself now being much more visually kind of steered.
That's something that I very, very struggle with. That's why I'm not so into publishing of my own things. I hate editing. I hate like seeing my audio. Like like the tapes that I played before, it's like field recordings, like or like the first one was a high school friend that I met just a few days before I met you. That's why I played it. We met after 16 years in Amsterdam, just before I went to The Hague at the airport, and she recorded something for me. The second one was the Multimedia Residency, which I co-organized. It's a random tape, because we record all the time there in various media. And the last one was some totally mystery to me conversation from The Hague in the time that I was there in the residency. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea, because I was visiting so many places and recording everywhere.
Yeah.
Better get kicked out.
Yes.
We need to leave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luca.
The invitation. No, thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Luca Toyboy. This was Off Center, live from Berlin. You can find us on Instagram, offcenter.online. And you can find Luca under Luca Toyboy. Thank you for tuning in. And goodbye.
Skit, skit.
Skit, skit.
Off center.